So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dan. Hope you're well tonight. What time is it? So it's 8 o'clock here in Spain, 7 o'clock UK time. I think it's a Thursday. So confused over what day it is right now. But I just wanted to answer a couple of questions about online marketing and internet marketing and how all that stuff works. Because obviously right now we're 2020, everyone's at home, and people are wondering how to actually make money online. And so there's a couple of things I want to go through tonight. We won't be on for too long, I don't think, unless there's any questions, in which case we're more than happy to answer those questions. But what I want to cover are things like affiliate marketing, selling online, Shopify, what else? WooCommerce, we'll cover all that. And then also we're going to talk about selling online training, which is massive right now. It's absolutely huge. And we're making at least a sale a day just from online training, which is really cool. We also make, I wouldn't say a sale a day on affiliate marketing, but we do make money on affiliate marketing. It's just not as often as we do on the selling of training online. And actually that works better because on affiliate marketing, if I sell somebody else's product, I might get 10% or 20% or 40%, okay? But if I sell my own product, I make 100%. And it's kind of this, this idea. And I'm 48 now, and I've been looking at online marketing for as long as the internet's existed. I'm that old. I was there when YouTube started. So when we talk about making money online, it took me an awful long time, despite having all the technical ability to be able to make money online. It took me a long time, and I'd say only in the last 6 or 7 years have we really done that properly. And so I just want to clarify what making money online also means. So for example, one of the ways which we used to make money online was that we would sell, for example, coaching. That might be property coaching, it might be business coaching, and we still sell coaching to this day via the online business. And so there's some real basic fundamentals that you've got to get in place first if you want to start making your first sale. And so I see this happen quite often, in that people, they start an affiliate market, they become an affiliate marketer, and they get a link, a URL, and it's got an affiliate code on it, and then they just post it on their timeline on Facebook, and it might be for discounted shampoo, it could be for anything, right? But they then get really despondent that they haven't actually sold anything, and it's really obvious why that happens, why there's no sales. And so there's no trust, there's no credibility, there's no matching the product up with the audience. People, like, you might be one day you're buying and selling Bitcoin and saying come and buy Bitcoin, and then the next day you're selling shampoo. Well, which one is it? Bitcoin and shampoo aren't even in the same industry hemisphere, if you like. Whereas if you're selling website design, or we make money on ActiveCampaign, for example, and we recommend everybody uses ActiveCampaign. But when people do that and click our link and sign up, and we help people, by the way, once they sign up for our link, we actually give more help than we normally would, because for our customer as well, for affiliate marketing. But if we're selling website design and we're selling, email software as such, then obviously they're in the same kind of hemisphere, aren't they? They're kind of the same thing. And if we're selling content marketing, that's kind of the same thing too. And also for us, because we're in the wealth creation industry, I guess. I don't really like calling it that, because there's a lot of sharks out there that don't make money, but kind of teach how to make money, and it kind of bothers me. But we're in that industry, so we can sell. I talk a lot about making money, for example, because it's something that's very close to my heart. We've got to make money. Financial freedom is really important. And so in order to get there, you need affiliate marketing. You need a website. You need to understand email marketing. And so it ties into the same thing. Anything to do with internet marketing and financial freedom is one and the same thing. There's a differentiation, however, in that we actually made our money up front through property, nothing to do with online marketing. But one of the ways we made money through property was that I started a lettings agency back in, 2001, when the internet first came out, basically. And nobody else at the time was really matching properties and internet stuff properly. People were doing it, but they didn't know how to do it. They were into property and didn't understand the internet, whereas I was into the internet, but I had property. because I was a buy-to-let investor. And so we created this lettings agency, which at its peak drove 35,000 visitors every single month, unique visitors, unique traffic. That's like 35,000 people running through your shop every month. It's 1,000 people a day. It's a phenomenal amount. And that's one of the ways in which we grew that lettings agency and then sold it about 9 years, gosh, 9 years ago. How time has flown. So that experience has enabled us to actually understand, you know, when we look at someone's website in an instant, we can go, what the heck is this? Why are you doing that? Well, that's wrong. This is wrong. Move that headline. Move this here. Why have you got that there? It's really obvious, but it's only obvious because we've been doing it for 20 years, right? So what are the things that you can do if you want to start making money online? So the first thing is the best, and I've put it in speech marks, I think, the best way for you to make money online in 2020 is, number one, you might want to consider setting up as an affiliate and selling somebody else's products. That's number one. But a better way, and better, by the way, can mean many different things depending on who you are. So a better way of doing it is for you to create your own product and you start selling it. That's the better way of doing it. And I mean better. Better in this instance means you keep 100% of all the profits. The other thing that happens on both affiliate marketing and on selling your own products, and I would recommend you sell your own products. And if you're struggling to think about what product you could sell, sell somebody else's products. And we're going to talk about how you can actually do that in this session. But there's a couple of things that you need, like really basic, okay? People got to know who you are. We talk about KLT all the time. People got to know you, they've got to like you, they've got to trust you. And some people don't go live, like we are live right now. So if you're listening to this on a podcast, thank you for listening. But some people don't go live because they're worried that people might not like them. Well, look, if they don't like you live, they're definitely not going to like you in person. So it's better for them to not like you as soon as possible to make way for those people that do like you. And we say this on a regular basis, as those people who listen to my stuff will know. But you gotta get known. So we call it KLT. We've got to know, like, and trust you. Now, the other thing is, once you've done that, is you've got to make sure that the thing that you're selling is something that you're kind of known for. And this is has been one of my difficulties, I should say, because we've been, for the last 21 years now, we've been in property. We've had more than £1 million worth of property for about 16 years, maybe 17 years. So we've a property millionaire, i.e. we own more than £1 million of property for at least 17 years. And actually we own several £1 million worth of property. So, and we've got the equity on paper, so we can say we're millionaires, right? But you've got to identify who you are and what you represent. And if you don't do that properly, people get confused very quickly and they don't understand what you do. So this has been one of my, both a problem and a blessing. We've been in property 20 years. That's what people know me for. So when we create a property sourcing training course and we sell that £27, we sell at least a copy every single day. Because that's what we're known for. I've not bought a property in the UK except one. At full asking price. Everything has been below market value, apart from this one property, which I never should have bought, but we did. I'm not going to go into it, but we did, because it was one I was moving into. I'm going into it. It was one we were moving into, and I shouldn't have bought it. I paid full price. Vastly overpriced. Hasn't actually recovered, even though we bought about 12 years ago, probably. So it's still in negative equity, that one property, just, but it's still there. But the issue that we had or have, and the benefit is that we're known for being in property, okay? But then when we create the digital marketing agency, and I've always loved marketing, then you've got to move people on to, no, actually we do a lot of digital marketing, and we have clients that do very well from our digital marketing as well, and that's what you get known for. And so how do you get known for two things? Well, you do exactly the same. You go live talking about property. Wednesdays are the property cash flow show, and you go live on Mondays for business growth show or stuff like this. You get known for doing marketing. So we make money on affiliate marketing. We make money on direct sales. We sell our digital marketing content that's sold online. We sell websites online. So if you buy a website from me, you will transact that online. It goes through to our Stripe account or PayPal, however you want to pay it. So that's online marketing. Now, there's something else here I just want to cover, because if you're generating leads online and then you move that lead to a phone call and you close them on the phone, that for me is still online marketing. just because it's not end to end online without a human interacting, that's still online marketing. Okay. And a lot of people make this mistake where they just want to automate everything. They don't want to speak to a human. No, it's online, Dan. I just want online marketing. That's all I want. And what they're doing is they're trying to automate the very important aspect of selling somebody the product, where you've got to actually speak to them on the phone, features and benefits and why the product is a good match for them, all that stuff. People go, no, I don't want to do that. I just want to sell online so they can click the button and buy. Look, everybody wants that. Everybody wants that. And very few people get that. Okay, so if you're coming from a place where you think, no, I just want this end to end where I don't have to speak to anyone, because I would love never to speak to anyone again, right? Then that would be wonderful. But that is not the reality of the situation. So if you try to make money and you haven't made money yet, get people onto a strategy call. Like if someone says to me, Dan, can I speak to you about your £27 property sourcing course? Do you know what? For 27 quid, I don't really want to speak to somebody on the phone. It's like buying a book. Do you call the author up? You're in Waterstones and there's a book for 20 quid. Can I just speak to the author to see if I want to buy this book? Like, I actually probably wouldn't. But at the start, because we wanted to make sure we got some sales in, I would have spoken to them on the phone. We had a chap yesterday. We were live last night. And I was asking some questions about property, about the training course, and we answered them live. And I'm like, dude, it's 27 quid, just buy the damn thing. There's 95 videos over 15 different sections. There's hours and hours and hours worth of content, and we've got like 30 odd reviews from people who are real life people who have actually gone through the training. Anyway, he bought it, right? So I didn't get him on a phone call, but I answered his questions in this kind of situation, and that can work very well as well. And you should be doing that too. Like if you're selling, let's pick an easy one, phone cases. Let's say you're an affiliate for phone cases. Like what I would do, I would go live, and if you've got the case in front of you, even better. I've just taken my phone out of this. This is a battery pack case. So you put your phone in it and then it just clicks in, and it's got a little button here. I don't know if you can see that. So it tells you how much charge you've got. It's really cool. So you can sell them. You could become an affiliate for that. If that was me and you're selling phone cases, I would go live like this. And I'm sure you can already see my link for the training course, for example, on how to sell online courses. I would have the link down below. This is part of the KLT, people knowing you, liking you, and trusting you. Go live and say, hey guys, we've got this phone case. This one's for a Samsung S9. When I'm running out of battery power, I just push this button here. It lights up. There's four lights on it. I think it's four lights on it. And it tells me how much battery power, how much juice I've got left. And I can charge a full mobile phone on this about 80%, because it's about a year old, so I've lost some juice on it. But about 80%, it's about £25. The link's down below. Like literally, that's what you should be doing. You should be going live. Now, for reasons that I'm not going to go into, I've got a speaker here, but a giant speaker. I actually use it as a laptop stand, believe it or not. But here, I've got a speaker, believe it or not. But you know, if I'm selling a speaker, I'd have a speaker in front of me, and I'd talk about ambient noise or whatever the thing is that talks about speakers that people want to get into the nitty-gritty about. You should be going live, and you should be demonstrating, or you should be talking about the product and allow people to ask questions. If you've got a question, by the way, ask it in the box and we'll answer it. But you've got to get to the stage in your business where you're matching, where people are matching you up for the product that you're selling. So, for example, if I'm selling the phone case, I should be going live two or three times a day with different phone cases, talking about the features and benefits and all that other stuff. Or if it's, you know, if you're a Marvel fan and you love Iron Man and you're selling Iron Man memorabilia, you can talk about Iron Man and talk about that and have links to the Iron Man memorabilia. I'd probably buy that stuff because I love that stuff. But you've got to get yourself out there and start getting recognized for being, oh, Dan's the guy that likes Iron Man. I'm going to watch his stuff because I like Iron Man too, and I want the glove, you know, the Thanos glove. I'd love that, right? I've got an Iron Man mug. Yeah, I want the Iron Man mug. You go live and you talk about whatever your passion is, but it's got to then align to the thing that you're actually selling. So, for example, if you doing an affiliate, the mobile phone case is an excellent example. By the way, if you've got phone calls, I'm pointing at the screen, not that you can see it, but I'm pointing at my screen. Just put in a question or two under there and we can answer those questions for you. I'll just have a quick drink. While anybody does that, I'm happy to answer pretty much anything. So let's just talk about income for a minute, because I think income is really important. And this is something that people generally don't speak about. There's a lot of things going on right now about FUBUs, fake gurus, and that kind of thing. And so my affiliate income is a very small percentage of my overall income. Most of my income comes from property. Then the rest comes from the digital marketing agency. And then the rest comes from the other businesses that we own, which we're not going to go into right now. And then, like, right at the bottom end, you've got selling training courses online. But we sell a course a day as a bare minimum every single month. Although just in the last, I'd say August has been really slow. Up to end of July, mega busy. Two or three courses a day, 27 quid, which is great, by the way. Let's just talk about that. There is nothing better. We just created a marketing funnel for a client. And when she woke up, she had a sale for like £20, £27, and it had come into her bank account, into Stripe. And she sent a message, a very excited message, saying, "Oh my gosh, I've just woke up and I've made money." And I'm like, do you know what? There's no better feeling, is there, than waking up and finding even a piddly little 27 quid. And I say that, you know, 27 quid might be a lot for people, right? But there's nothing better than waking up and checking your email in bed, because that's what we all do. Facebook and Instagram, you can't help it when you're coming round. But you check your email and it's like, oh, there's a sale. Wow. Oh, another sale. And literally, one day we had like 27 sales in the same day. I think that was our record. There is very few things that compare to making money in your sleep. We were down at the beach, which is like 100 meters down that way, and we had two or three sales come in one day. And again, there is nothing better than being sat there on a beach. You go back and you check your phone, and you've made a couple of sales, right? When we talk about the best way to make money, that is the best way to make money online. Because once you've created the training course, or once you've signed up as an affiliate, all you then have to do is market that. So like yesterday we spoke about property sourcing, and off that live, which went for about 30 minutes, I think, we made one sale. Now, by the way, you might go, you're on for 30 minutes, but you only made one sale, so that's less than £1 a minute, which is true, right? But then we take that podcast, that video, and we turn it into a podcast. I think we're about to have the second best month ever in 4 years on podcasts. Let me just have a look. Oh, we are 94 people short of having the best month, and it's for 27. So we'll probably do that tonight, actually. So when we go live, all that content then gets transferred onto a podcast. Then people download the podcast. So although we only make 27 quid off that 30 minutes, we also then take the video and we upload that to the website. We upload it to YouTube. It gets embedded on the website. We then post that out. So we utilize all of that content that we create. So yeah, we made 27 quid on that one live. But also it's doing a number of secondary and tertiary things. One, we made some money. Two, it's building that KLT. Do people know, like, and trust you? And also it's putting some people off as well, which is really cool. That's exactly what we want. So then we're not wasting time. And we only get people through who actually want to work with us and actually like what we're talking about. And some people really don't, by the way, and that's totally cool. That's totally fine. And then some people really do love what we talk about. And so that's great as well. But you should be pushing you as the product, okay? So let me talk about this in a little bit more depth as well. So one of the things I used to hate, going to networking events and the people from Futility Warehouse or Utility Hall House, as I used to call them, I can't stand them. So when we talk about affiliate stuff, Utility Warehouse is something you can sign up to. Don't. Look at what the average earnings are before you decide to do that and make your own decision. But you go to a networking event and they'll be pushing Utility Warehouse. And it's like, today you are selling cheaper gas and electricity, fine, for Utility Warehouse. But what if you fall out with Utility Warehouse? and you then work for somebody else, but you've pushed Utility Warehouse to all these other people. So you're pushing somebody else's brand, and I don't think you should be doing that. You should be pushing you as the brand. So if I was selling cheaper gas and insurance, cheaper gas and electric, what I would be doing is I would be saying, do you want cheaper gas and electric? I'm the guy that can come and sort that out for you. And people might go, well, who do you use? And you go, well, it just depends on your meter reading. So let's get some meter readings and then we'll go from there. Great. Well, here's my meter readings. Great. We can save you £200 a year. Awesome. Would you like to go for that? Yeah, sign up. Great. It's another customer. Really easy. But you see people with the pig-shaped business cards turning up at networking events trying to push Utility Warehouse. And then you might fall out with Utility Warehouse. Why are you pushing their stuff? Push you. You should be the brand. So we sell as an affiliate Active Campaign. Okay, so we are an affiliate. When you sign up through my Active Campaign link, we get commission from it. And any clients that come to us, we want them to sign up through that link, and then we'll do their emails for them for free, right? That's a really nice way of doing it. Everybody wins. But I don't push Active Campaign. I push email marketing because, you know, when you get a client and they download the lead magnet, the free PDF or the free training course, you should be following up. It's one of the keys to getting sales online is the follow-up, okay? So you've got to then start creating emails with, you know, add value, maybe teaching people how to use the product or a case study or an example, you know, before and after example, something like that. And then on the fourth or fifth email, they might go, hey, why don't you give us your meter readings and let's get, see if we can save you money on gas and electricity. Or in Active Campaigns example, let us create some emails and create an email sequence for you. Like, you could do that. So we don't talk about Active Campaign, we talk about the email sequence. And then people are going, yeah, that's interesting. I'd like an email sequence, please. 3 or 4 emails? Perfect. Yeah, we'll do that. Click this link, sign up. When I can see it's come through, my team will write the emails for you. I almost said me because I used to write them, but I don't do it anymore. But what a wonderful way of marketing online. So if you're selling double glazing, okay, you don't push, let's say, Everest double glazing. You don't push Everest. You become known as a double glazing guy or girl. That's what you do. You should speak to my mate Dan. He knows double glazing inside and out. Oh, who does he use? Everest or one of the others? Well, it just depends what you need, you see. Speak to my mate Dan. You've got to get known for doing that. That's how you're going to start selling, firstly, your online training course that you've created, and secondly, any kind of affiliate product. You've got to get known for doing that thing. If I then start selling hair straighteners with this bonce, by the way, like, no one's going to be buying hair straighteners for me because that is absolutely not what I'm known for, nor do I even look the part. Okay, so you definitely have to look the part. I also probably can't sell Botox with these laughter lines. We call them laughter lines, though. It's a nice way of saying it. I probably couldn't do that, right? But somebody else who's had Botox could probably sell the Botox, as long as it's not, I don't look a bit too weird. Botox. We're watching Sunset, what is it, in Beverly Hills, Sunset Paradise, what it's called, Selling Sunset, the real estate program. Everyone's got Botox in that. They even had an open house with a Botox party, which is just bizarre and crazy, but anyway, that's what people do. So if you want to, the easiest way is to do affiliate marketing, but you're selling somebody else's product and you're not going to make the full 100%. You might make 25% or 50% max. A better way of doing it is for you to package up what you've got, what you do, and then sell that. And you can make 100% of it. And when you market it right, and when you go live enough times, I mean, if you check out my YouTube channel, I've had, should we have a look, maybe 1,100 videos, which is a crazy amount of videos, right? And I totally get it's a crazy amount of videos, and we don't get a huge amount of views for them either, that's fine. But we still close clients from those videos, which is why we do it. And even if we didn't close clients from those specific videos, we would still be generating goodwill. People get to know, like and trust us, all that good stuff. I think I tried to find this last time, and I can't find how many YouTube views we've, how many YouTube videos we've actually got. Let me go and have a look at the analytics and just have a quick look, see if it's in there. I should really know how to do this, but I don't. YouTube videos, video analytics. Let's have a look at that. By the way, if you've got any questions, just stick them in the box. If you want to know how to do anything online, how to make money online, let us know that. I mean, we've had some very good days online. I mean, you know, we've had five figures coming in. Five figures is anything between 10,000 and 99,999 pounds. We've had days where we've done that, okay, online, selling coaching or digital marketing products and so on. Okay, so some of that is fulfillment, some of it is coaching, and some of it is just affiliate stuff. So we've had days like that. We would like every day to be like that, but we're not that size, and that's all right. And you're not supposed to be at that size either. You're supposed to be at the size that suits you and is the best for you now, okay? Forget about tomorrow. Forget about next month. Forget about next year for now. Here we go, lifetime. Forget about all of that. Your job should be to take the first step, and then you take the next step, and then you take the step after. That's it. Nobody expects you to be Mr. Sophisticated, you know, videos with 100,000 views. Nobody expects that. I mean, I've been doing this for years and I don't have that. And by the way, if you do get that, that's awesome and wonderful. And that's definitely something to aim for. I'm just trying to see if I can find my videos. I can't see. I don't know how many videos I've got on YouTube. I'll have a look later. But if anybody knows, let me know. But this is what you should be doing. You should be creating content that you can then sell via an online course, and when you do that, then you get to keep 100% of the commission. It's all yours. And then once it's done, that's it. We created the property sourcing training back in February, and the rapid course creation, which is a £27 product that shows you how to create training courses, we created that in March, I think. So it took about 14 days for each one, in filming and writing it out and so on, and filming it and then uploading it. And since that time, I don't know what our revenues have been, a significant amount. And we've only had to create that training course for once. And then the next training course, we created that for once. And then once it's created, you've got to drive traffic to it. You've got to match up the people that want that stuff with your product, and then have a good squeeze page, good landing page, and then people can click it, and then people can buy it. And you've got to remove the friction between them clicking and them buying. You've got to answer all their questions. You've got to ensure you've got enough credibility on there. You've got to show the value in the product, and so on. But once you've done that once, all you've got to do is drive traffic to it. And if that traffic converts, you just drive as much traffic to it as you can. Okay, I hope that's useful for you. Coming up to about 30 minutes now. I think that will do us. I'm still sweating here. It's 8:30 and it's so warm. Like, the daytimes are like 34, 35 degrees. Nighttime's like 27, 28. So warm. Anyway, I hope that's useful. Let me know if you've got any questions. Stick them in the box down below and I'll see them later on tonight or tomorrow. Other than that, have a good week and we'll catch up with you in the next couple of days. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.